a thousand times or more. The ash burns, the leaf turns, you flow back to shore.
Slow Can Ramblers with Streetcar Lullaby from their album Up the Hill and Through the Fog. Before that, we heard Dakota Ray Parker with a track called Rebel on the Run from the album of the same name. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, campus and community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we are on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I'm Robin. I am your host for the hour, regularly here on Friday afternoons over the noon hour with bluegrass and old-time music. Fiddle and banjo is a feature, usually a staple. Sometimes it strays a little bit and, you know, we get a little drum beat and sometimes some out-of-bounds fiddle and banjo music. But usually it's encompassed within that definition. We're halfway through the hour here, and just going to take a brief pause to listen to an announcement from our friends at Bird Note.
This is Bird Note. Peer into the world of birds, and eyes of many different colors peer back. There are shades of light and dark, yellows, whites, greens, the red eyes of certain hawks, ducks, loons, herons, and songbirds. These colors really pop because birds have no white around the iris like we do. So the yellow eyes of a great horned owl or a heron gull seem to give the birds a fierce, penetrating glare. While eye color isn't tied to one group of birds or another, a pattern common to many birds is a change in eye color as immature birds grow to adulthood. Bald eagles, ring-billed gulls, ducks such as goldeneye and scalp have brown eyes as youngsters and yellow as adults. Red-tailed hawks reverse this pattern, with their eyes changing from yellow to brown, while the yellow eyes of a young Cooper's hawk turn deep red as it reaches maturity. Not all birds' eyes change color as the birds age. But for those whose eye color appears to signal adulthood, this is likely an adaptation that helps them gauge the maturity and suitability of potential mates. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at Bird Note Radio.
I always learn so much when I listen to Bird Note. Just little packed full of information announcements there. Again, you're listening to Campus Community Radio. This is Roots and Berries. And we are ticking along with music. And when I was planning this playlist for the week, it was early in the week when we had rain. And I don't know if you were excited about it, but I was certainly excited about it. Not just because maybe it would quell some of the fires that are raging and burning, but also just because the ground is so parched. I was kind of amazed when I was out walking and it had poured rain. And I had an appointment and I just managed to, you know, get out and walk in the few minutes where it wasn't raining, and noticed that the ground hadn't even, it didn't look like it had soaked in any rain. And so I was thankful for day two of rain, and wanted to play a bit of a rain song for us today on the show. And this one I thought was appropriate, because I had also been camping on last weekend in Seashelt, and it was gale force wind. On the inlet. And so a little bit of wind and rain, which is a song that I also love. And this rendition of it is, well, you almost can't get better than these two voices, which is probably why they've, you know, been coupled up and making music together for a forever time. This is an a cappella version of Wind and Rain off of another soundtrack called Soundcatcher. This is Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings here on Roots and Berries.
There were two sisters of County Clare. Oh, the wind and the rain. One was dark and the other was fair. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And they both had love of the miller's son. Oh, the wind and the rain. But he was fond of the fairer one. Wind and rain. So she pushed her into the river to drown. Oh, the wind and the rain. And watched her as she floated down. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Then she floated till she came to the miller's pond. Wind and the rain, dead on the water like a golden swan. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And she came to rest on the river's side. Oh, the wind and the rain. And her bones are washed by the rolling tide. Came a fiddler fair. Oh, the wind and the rain. And found her bones just a-lying there. Cried, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. So we made a fiddle peg of her long finger bone. Oh, the wind and the rain. He made a fiddle peg of her long finger bone, crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And he strung his fiddle bow with her long yellow hair. Oh, the wind and the rain. He strung his fiddle bow with her long yellow hair, crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And he made a fiddle fiddle of her breastbone. Oh, the wind and the rain. He made a fiddle fiddle of her breastbone, crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. But the only tune that the fiddle would play was, oh, the wind and the rain. The only tune that the fiddle would play was, oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
Thank you.
is the band whose name always tongue twists and trips me up. I'm going to try it for you. That's the Creaking Tree String Quartet. Oh my goodness, I did it. I did it in one shot. I think that's the first time ever. Track called Tooth and Tail from their album Side 2. We heard Witch Train from Williamson Branch in that set, and that is off of their album Heritage and Hope. Coming to the end of Roots and Berries here, I've got a couple of tracks to leave you with. But don't go away. Department Uno is coming up at 1 o'clock with our music coordinator, Connor. So stay tuned. And, of course, all kinds of great programming following that. I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks. The first one is from a town called Home. This is Lily Virginia off Ravel and Twine. We're going to follow that up with the West Virginia Waltz by Sierra Farrell. See you next time. All right. We're going to have the West Virginia Waltz and see what's happening with the other one.
The West Virginia Waltz.
for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby.